From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A key national home price index released today shows a rise of nearly 3% during the second quarter, although the S&P Case-Shiller index is still down 15% from last year. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
The index is a composite of monthly prices in 20 major markets and appears to show recovery through most of the country. Of those major markets, only Las Vegas and Detroit continue to decline in June. On a national basis, at least, housing prices now stand at the same level as early 2003. These new numbers come on the heels of a National Association of Realtors report last week that showed that existing home sales increased for the fourth straight month as buyers rushed to take advantage of a first-time home buyer tax credit that expires in November. Improved home sales are one area that give economists hope that the country has moved past the worst of the recession, although there are concerns that continued foreclosures and job losses could hurt that recovery. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Consumers also appear a bit more confident as summer winds down. The nonprofit business research group, the Conference Board, says its Consumer Confidence Index posted a bigger-than-expected rise this month. The board says its consumer index was up nearly 7 points, well ahead of analysts' expectations. However, Lynn Franco, director of the Conference Board's Consumer Research Center, says it's also clear the economy isn't out of the wood yet in terms of the downturn.
Hopefully we'll continue to see an increase in confidence levels. Although we did have a bounce back in August, it still remains at very weak levels.
The August reading reverses 2 months of declines and is closely watched by economists, and spending by consumers accounts for roughly 70% of overall U.S. economic activity. President Obama briefly interrupted his Martha's Vineyard vacation to announce his nomination of Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke to a second term. With the 55-year-old Bernanke at his side, the president credited him with helping to lead the nation through the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. A huge vehicle bomb or bombs exploded in the city of Kandahar, Afghanistan, killing at least 3 dozen people and wounding dozens more. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson says the blast occurred in a neighborhood of homes, businesses, and shops.
It's a residential area, but that has restaurants. And again, this was in front of a construction company. So I think it's a mixed commercial and residential area. What I'm hearing, though, again, from the Criminal Investigation Division head there is that it's 3 homes that have collapsed. The time where this attack occurred, which was sometime between 7 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Kandahar time, is a time where families would have been sitting around breaking the traditional Ramadan fast. And so a lot of people would have been indoors at this stage when the bomb went off.
NPR Saraya Sarhadi Nelson. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 30 points, closing at 9,539. The NASDAQ was up 6 points. The S&P 500 rose 2 points today. This is NPR. Some conflicting but still fairly sobering budget projections from the White House and congressional officials, with both showing rising pools of government red ink. Both the White House Office of Management and Budget and the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said today they expect the budget deficit this year to approach a record $1.6 trillion. That's more than triple the $455 billion deficit logged in 2008. The area where the two differ, though, is longer term. The White House is forecasting a $9 trillion cumulative deficit through 2010 to 2019. Congressional analysts put that number at roughly $7 trillion. South Korea launched its first rocket today, but failed to send a satellite into orbit. From Seoul, Dwali Sakautau reports.
The cheers and applause that greeted the rocket launch did not last long. A government minister told reporters the Korea Space Launch Vehicle 1, or NARA 1, failed to put a scientific satellite into its intended orbit. Aerospace researchers are still examining data to find out how the satellite went off its trajectory. Officials were calling the historic rocket liftoff a partial success. The two-stage rocket built by South Korean and Russian scientists cost about $400 million and was several years in the making. Rival North Korea launched its own rocket 4 months ago, but that was widely seen as a disguised missile test. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Sakautau in Seoul.
Quarterback Michael Vick makes his preseason debut tonight with the Philadelphia Eagles. The 3-time Pro Bowler has not played in an NFL game since 2006. Vick was released from federal custody last month after serving 18 months of a 23-month sentence for his conviction on charges of being involved in dogfighting. It's not clear how much Vick will play tonight's game against Jacksonville. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.